This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Russia has escalated attacks in western Ukraine, targeting a military training ground as Pope Francis pleads for the fighting to stop. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The injured from the attack on a military base are wheeled into hospital on stretchers. Over 130 people were reported injured and over 35 were killed by the Russian missile strike near the border with Poland. Meanwhile, a U.S. journalist was killed and another injured when attacked by Russian forces near the capital, Kyiv. Journalist Juan Arredondo described the moment of the attack.
We got into a car, somebody offered to take us to the other bridge, and we crossed a checkpoint, and they start shooting at us.
In his weekly address in St. Peter's Square, Pope Francis pleaded for an end to the violence. In the name of God, I ask you to stop this massacre. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. President Joe Biden is sending his national security advisor for talks with a senior Chinese official in Rome. AP's Ben Thomas has a report on that.
The meeting comes amid concerns that China is amplifying Russian disinformation, including false claims that Ukraine has been running chemical and biological weapons labs with U.S. support. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan tells NBC's Meet the Press,
"It's a good tell that they may be on the cusp of doing it themselves. What we're here to do is to deny them the capacity to have a false flag operation, to blame this on the Ukrainians or on us."
Sullivan also says the U.S. has made clear China should not help Russia work around sanctions or otherwise bail out its economy.
"We will ensure that neither China nor anyone else can compensate Russia for these losses."
Ben Thomas, Washington.
You can keep up on all of our coverage of Ukraine at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iran has claimed responsibility for a missile barrage that struck early Sunday near a sprawling U.S. consulate complex in the northern Iraqi city of Erbil. Tehran said it was retaliation for an Israeli strike in Syria that killed two members of its Revolutionary Guard. No injuries were reported in the attack, but it did mark a significant escalation in hostilities between the U.S. and Iran. Tensions between the longtime foes has often played out in Iraq, whose government is allied with both countries. The U.S. defense official said it was still uncertain exactly how many missiles were fired and exactly where they landed. A second U.S. official said there was no damage at any U.S. government facility and that there was no indication that the target was the consulate building, which is new and currently unoccupied. Neither the Iraqi official nor the U.S. officials were authorized to discuss the event with the media. They each spoke to AP on condition of anonymity. The attack came several days after Iran said it would retaliate for an Israeli strike near Damascus, Syria, that killed two members of its Revolutionary Guard. On Sunday, Iran's state-run IRNA news agency quoted Iraqi media acknowledging the attacks in Erbil without saying where they originated. Chinese health authorities reported nearly 3,400 COVID-19 cases on Sunday. That's double the total for the previous day, forcing lockdowns on virus hotspots. It's China's gravest COVID outbreak in 2 years. Responding to the nationwide surge, officials have closed schools in Shanghai and locked down several northeastern cities. At least 18 provinces are battling clusters of the Omicron and Delta variants. China is where the virus first was detected in late 2019. It has maintained a strict zero COVID policy. It responds to outbreaks with swift lockdowns, travel restrictions, and mass testing where clusters of cases have emerged. Colombians are voting today to elect members of Congress and participate in one of three presidential primaries. Seats in the country's legislature and lower house of representatives have in recent elections been won by various parties, forcing presidents to build big tent coalitions in order to pass legislation. President Iván Duque's term ends in August. He cannot stand for re-election. He put out a video message urging citizens to vote. Police said 20 to 30,000 men, women, and children joined in an anti-war demonstration in central Berlin Sunday. Many waved Ukrainian flags or held banners with slogans opposing the Russian invasion. They gathered near the Brandenburg Gate and walked through the streets of Berlin, at times chanting and singing. Marissa Melton, VOA News.